All right. We're playing sex or yoga. We'll name a position. You have to tell us if it's a sexual position or a yoga position. We still have a couple lines open for you if you'd like to play the game. How many tickets can you give away for this?
Are
you
as many as I want, dude?
Oh, yeah. We might take a couple winners, Dan. I like it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I have the list up here in front of me, too.
All right.
Oh, we can go back and forth. And
how many of you do they have to get right?
Two out of three?
2 out of 3. Let's do 2 out of 3.
I like that. Let's go back to Dana since I found a nice soundtrack for this.
All right.
Dana, what's up? Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Chooch.
Hi, Chooch. What's up? How you doing, pal?
What's going on?
Hold on, Chooch, you sexy bitch. Dana, what's up, buddy?
Okay.
You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Kyle, give him a position. See if he can guess if it's yoga or
sex. All right, I'm going to go with my favorite one first.
Oh, right out the gate.
The vertical salami bomb.
Okay, vertical salami bomb.
Dana. Sex or yoga?
Sex or yoga?
Sex.
Yoga!
Oh! Yeah. Man, nothing really stretches those muscles out like the
vertical salami bomb.
Yeah.
This isn't research. This is just from the internet. So
if I was single, and I'm glad I'm not, I would totally use everything on the yoga thing as pickup lines for girls. I go,
yeah.
So what are you going to do? You grab a couple beers, have a, maybe end up at the house and do a vertical salami bomb with me?
That's my favorite sub at Wawa, by the way.
I'm going to give me one of those. Okay, you need to get two in a row, Dana.
All right, let's give it a shot.
All right, I'll do one now. Let's see here. Oh, I like this. What is the Nigerian hurricane? Is that a sexual position or a yoga position? Nigerian hurricane.
I'm going to say a sex position again.
Absolutely, yes. Anna, have you ever experienced the Nigerian hurricane?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've seen a hurricane in Nigeria.
Well, then you guys are... They actually come from there. All right. You got to get this one right, and you win. Kyle Roos, throw it at him.
The standing dragon.
I'm going to say yoga position on that one.
Sex.
That's when you drag her around the room?
I don't know. Dude, I learned more than I want to know about stuff. I realized how vanilla I am in the bedroom.
Now I got to Google image all these sexual positions and see what they look like.
I'm ruined as a person. I don't have the form to do a lot of these. I'm not tall enough.
Dana, thanks, pal.
All right, man.
Later. We have full phones. Absolutely full phones. Chooch, what's up, buddy? Ready to play yoga or sex?
That's good.
Okay, yoga or sex coming at you. Kyle Roos, throw a position at Chooch and also read one.
All right, let's go with the vomit inducer.
Ooh, the vomit inducer. Is that sex or yoga?
Yoga.
Yoga.
Correct. This guy might do yoga.
This guy might.
I don't know. The vomit inducer.
You just stick your hand down your throat? Is that pretty much it?
No, it's like a weird stomach thing.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't sound like a good time to me at all.
Because I did that all throughout college.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
well, you look great.
Thanks.
One more out of the next two, and you win, Chooch. Let me give you one right now. I'm going to give you the Swiss ball blitz. Swiss ball blitz, sex or yoga?
Yeah.
So scary.
Gross.
forced it on me.
Can you put the buzzer just for that?
Sex. Whether you like her or not. All right, Chooch, you're a winner, pal. I'll put you on hold.
Thank you, sir.
Good job. All right, let's give away some more tickets. Brent, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. You ready to play sex or yoga?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle Roos, give him a position. Give it to him real hard.
We're going to go with my favorite here, the front corpse.
They're all your favorite.
The front corpse.
The front corpse. Brent, is that sex or yoga?
Yoga.
Ooh.
It's yoga. Ding, ding.
I didn't know if people are so healthy. Oh, this one he'll never get. My position here is called the backwards tortoise. The backwards tortoise. Is that sex or yoga?
Yeah, man, of course. Yoga.
Son of a bitch. He's a workout.
Man.
Yeah. He's a yoga instructor. The backwards tortoise?
I just see someone like kind of pooping.
No, when I fall down on my back, I'm the backwards tortoise. I'm
like,
somebody help me get up!
Just rolling back and forth.
Nobody's home. This is where I live now.
I just see a tortoise's head like popping in and out, like prairie dogging, you know?
That's hilarious.
Prairie Gross. Tortoising?
All right, buddy. I put you on hold. You got tickets. Don't go anywhere. All right, let's tear through this. That's what she said. Nick, what's up? Oh, no, wait. That was Scott I talked to, or was it? Or was that Brent? Brent?
He answered to Brent.
I know, it was weird. Who did? New phone, who this?
Who is?
This is Brent.
Did I just talk to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you just dominate in two questions?
That was awesome. Hold on, weirdo. All right. Nick, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
You ready to play sex or yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. Give him one, Kyle.
Let's go with the corridor canoodle.
I was just looking at that one. The corridor canoodle, is that sex or yoga?
Sex.
Correct. That is dirty sex.
Now, I'm very interested as to what that actually is, dude.
Google it, dude.
Yeah, we're going to be Googling these all night long. All right.
You need to be in a hallway. That's all I can tell you. It's corridor, and then you're the canoodle.
Yeah. All right, buddy. I'm going to give you one here. Sex or yoga, this one is called the beginner's bend. The beginner's bend. Is that sex or yoga?
I'm going to say yoga.
No. Oh. That is very young sex.
This
All right.
one actually involves an ottoman if you Google it.
Two out of three. This is Kyle Roos giving you the rubber match.
All right. All right. The hovering butterfly.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say sex.
We win!
Yeah!
You're going to have a bunch of goddamn weirdos in your show next week.
Well, that's no different than any other show.
When is the actual show?
Next Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
The 30th.
Iberian Rooster, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. You can pick whichever show you go to.
All right, we'll put you on hold. Ryan Adams will get your information. Don't go anywhere.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.